you have loved us. May we be beacons of your light in the communities on this day and in the days to come in which we are set, that through truth, justice, and action, we may see your kingdom come upon earth. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for our parish church of St. Columba's and for those churches represented in our congregation this morning, praying that people may see the risen Christ reflected in us as we go back to our homes to live and work to your praise and glory, O Lord. Prosper with your blessing, O Lord, the work to which you've called us in this parish, and strengthen the hands of all who serve you. Make our worship more worthy, our witness more effective, our lives more holy, and inspire us all with fresh zeal in the furtherance of your kingdom for the honour of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray for all those who are ill at this time, for those awaiting medical appointments, for those who are at home following times in hospital, for those who are now requiring additional support in the midst of their own circumstances. We pray for all nurses and doctors, for all care assistants, and for family members endeavouring to offer support as best they can. We pray, O Lord, that you will give to each and every one of them the strength that they need to sustain them, healing to those in need, and also to give them the support that is required as they endeavour to serve. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for those who are bereaved at this time. We pray for Parish Administrator Karen Patterson, following the funeral of her father-in-law last Monday. We pray for the family of Michael Lockyer, whose funeral took place last Wednesday. We pray for the family of Sandra Greer, whose funeral took place here on Friday. We pray for Stephen Mercer, following the death of his mother Esme, whose funeral took place yesterday in Helens Bray. We pray for Stephen, for Louise, our People's Church Warden, and all the Mercer family. We pray for the Boyd family, following the death of Joanne, whose funeral will take place here in St. Columba's on Tuesday week. O Lord Jesus Christ, who wept at the grave of Lazarus, we commend to your tender care and compassion those whose loss is greatest at this time because their lives were closest and their love was strongest. In the midst of their deep sorrow, give them the comfort of your presence and the courage and faith they need to face life again in the days to come. And may your peace be with them, O Lord, both now and always. Amen. God of grace, mould us in your image and give us a spirit of generosity that seeks nothing but to give, nothing but to serve, and offers our hearts and our whole selves to you, the giver of all things, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We join in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Let us pray. We pray for the King and the Queen consort as they prepare for their coronation in Westminster Abbey on Saturday. We ask God's blessing upon them and also upon all those who are participating in the service. We pray for Ruth McCartney, for Linda Rolston, and members of the Girls' Chamber Choir from Methodist College in Belfast, along with Graham McCulloch, a guest organist who assists us here in St. Columba's, who are there at the moment involved in rehearsals as they participate on Saturday. We pray for the Dean of Westminster Abbey, for the organists and all those involved in the choirs and the music and all the stewards and all the work that is being done during these days. Remember, O Lord, what you have wrought in us and not what we deserve. And as you've called us to your service, so make us worthy of our calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.